Hey folks, and welcome to the first full episode of Podcraft Series 3. I'm really excited about this. This is my brand new project, trying something a bit new, which is the daily format. So try to release an episode every single day for the next month. I say every single day, but actually I'm whistling it very slightly. I'm only doing it every single weekday because, well, simply I don't quite want to work on weekends. So I'm just doing Monday to Friday. So you'll be getting a bit of content every single day for the next 20 working days, the full November month. And the format, the content will be 20 steps to setting up a perfect podcasting website. So I'm going to take you through 20 different things that you can do step by step in a full course format on how to set up a perfect podcasting website. If you've been listening to the show for long, you'll know that my first series was very similar. So the first series was a 10-step guide to getting out your first episode. So from a complete standing start, I went from that standing start to getting your first episode out on the air into the public. And it was really just a sort of daily format. So it's a short episode, maybe around 5 to 10 minutes, whereby I give a bit of information, a bit of context, a few instructions and a task for you. So every single day, there's something for you to do. And really, that's what the idea behind this series as well. So every weekday of November, there's going to be something for you to learn, something for you to do, which will help you to set up your podcasting website and to make it work great, to grow customers, to grow podcasting listeners, I should say, and really get your podcast off the ground or enhanced. So this really suits two types of people. It suits total beginners. So if you don't have a podcasting website currently, so if you're not self-hosting at all, then this is for you. This is to help you get started. So I know a lot of people out there are podcasters. You have been podcasting for a while, but actually you use a hosted service. So you have your podcast somewhere else. You can either have it on, say, a Libsyn website or another service. And therefore, it's kind of off-site. So you don't really own the place where your podcast lives, which is always a bit of a disadvantage. As good as many of these services out there are, you never know how long they're going to be around. And really, even if they are going to be around forever, you want to own the place where your business is located or where your passion is located. Whether you're running a passion or a business or a hobby podcast, you really want it to be somewhere that you own so that you're not, what the term, sharecropping. So you're not helping somebody else build their platform. You're building your own platform and making it sort of build up for your future, really. So if you're an existing podcaster, you want to get into self-hosting, then this is a series for you. From episode one, we're going to look at how to set up your hosting domains right through to having a perfectly great podcasting website by the last episode. The other type of person that this suits is the existing podcaster that's already self-hosting. So if you've already got a WordPress website set up, but actually you want to find out how to just make it work a little bit better, how to make it attract more listeners, how to make it really work great for your listeners, give them the best user experience possible, then this is for you too. I'm going to cover loads of things that will help you attract more listeners, help you grow your audience, help you make things easier for your listeners so that they can access the materials you talk about more easily. Just all that kind of stuff that just makes your website much more effective in growing your audience and nurturing that audience and really turning your podcast into a success. So that's another thing we're going to cover, how to turn an existing self-hosted podcasting website into the best possible website it can be. And the final crowd it could be for are total beginners. So if you're not a podcaster at all, if you haven't started in the slightest, then I would encourage you to start off entirely new with a self-hosted WordPress website. So really start off in the best way possible. Set up your podcasting website the way I'm going to show you over the next 20 days and really get off to the best start so that you're not having to, you know, spend some effort on building one platform and then suddenly discover it's not really the best way to do it. So I'm going to go back and change what I'm doing. You really don't want to have to be repeating that effort. You want to get off to the best possible start and really kind of really know you're doing it the right way the first time round. So I hope that gives you an idea of whether this series is for you. Well, let's have a quick look at what's actually going to be in the series. So let's have a look at the learning objectives of the series. We want to be a formal educator, going back to my educational background. So learning objectives, this is basically translated. That just means what we're going to learn over the next little while, what we're going to cover. first five episodes. So I'm going to go week by week. I've split it into groups of five. So it's week one, week two, week four. So first week is going to be the basics of setting up the website itself. So that's going to be covering hosting and domains. It's going to cover setting up the website itself, installing WordPress, getting the basics set up so that you have a working website that can host your podcasts. So that's just the sort of simplest, most basic level. Even if you just follow week one, that means you're going to have a working podcasting website that you can then submit the RSS feeds to whatever service you like, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher, and the like. So that's us getting started. So if you don't currently have a self-hosted website, then listen to week one, of course. If you do already have a self-hosted WordPress podcasting website set up, then you could miss out week one. You don't really need that. Although I do cover a few things in week one, which will sort of talk about the best ways to go about setting up. So it might be that there are different ways that you could think about doing it that make the site run a bit more smoothly or a bit more nicely, a bit more quick. So it might be worth listening. As I said, the episodes are going to be nice and short. I'm going to keep them focused, sharp, really just what you want to need. No waffling here, no off topic. So if you did want to listen, it's not going to waste too much of your time if it is covering stuff you already know. But hopefully I'll cover quite a few things that you don't know. So even if you are in that already hosting position, then by all means get on week one and let me know what you think of that. Now, week two is on to enhancement. So week two is enhancement week. That's when we're going to take your basic podcasting website, the kind of website that most podcasters are currently running from. So just the basic level, just really delivering your RSS feed, maybe a few buttons to try and get some subscribes, that type of thing. We're going to take that and we're going to turn it into an exceptional listener capture, listener helping website. So then we're going to have five tasks in week two that show you different plugins, different tools, different tips that you can do to turn your basic website into a really good podcasting website. Week three, we're going to move on to the bit that a lot of people are interested in, especially if you're in business, but quite a lot of hobby people too, and that is monetization and growth. So then we're going to look at week three. That means we're going to look at a few different plugins you can use to monetize your podcast, plugins we can use to grow our audience at an exponential rate so that we can monetize, turn it into a business at a faster rate. And we're going to look at tools that can help us get our podcast out there into the world as well. So that's about sharing, about getting out there. So that's really growth, monetization, and getting your podcast growing and paying for itself in week three. And then on to week four, the last 5 days are going to be the extra special secret sauce. So these are the plugins, the tools, and the tips that just add that extra something. So we've already got a great website. We've already got a podcasting website that delivers. It gives a great customer experience, a great listener experience to people that come and visit. Then we've monetized it. We've set it up so it's going to grow, grab in new listeners. The last week is going to be those secret, super secret things that I think not many people are doing. Those tools that just add that extra something to your website that really push you beyond everyone else in the niche and hopefully let you just have that extra sort of step up and get ahead of everyone else, really make your podcast successful. So that'll be a mix of different things. That'll be 5 days of stuff that I think are just great little additions to any podcasting website, stuff that I use myself, stuff that I've found works really well. So that's what I've got in store for week four. So I hope that sounds good. So I hope that sounds interesting. I hope you like the sound of the format. I realize this isn't your average podcast, certainly not an average podcast series or the way it's set up. So I find it works really well, though, this kind of daily task. Obviously, you don't have to listen to it every day. You can queue it up and you can come back to it. You can work through a task every couple of days, every few days, up to yourself entirely. But just to finish off this first kind of introductory episode, I'd really like to say all the way along, I really want to get some feedback. So I'd really love to hear what you think of this series. I'd really love to hear about your additions to it as well. So things that you're using that do the same kind of things as I'm talking about. So if I'm talking about a tool, a tip, or whatever, and you think, I know something, I use something very similar, an alternative to that, then please do send it in. You can contact me at any point during this series in a couple of ways. Either leave a comment on the episode show notes. So just go to the episode you're listening to at the time, drop a comment in the show notes. In each show, I'll drop a URL in, so you can always get to the show notes. For example, the URL for this episode is podcraft.net/300. And it'll follow that format as well. So each episode will have a /30 something. In fact, no, it'll be /3 something because it's set 3 for the series and then the 01 for episode 1, 02 for episode 2, for example. So you can always find the show notes that way. podcraft.net/301302 and so on. So you can always get to the show notes that way. Drop a comment in the show notes. Or, of course, you can drop me a tweet on Twitter. So I'm at thepodcasthost.com. And if it's something a bit more private, if someone you don't want to put out into the ether, you want to just send through to me personally, then you can always email me as well. Happy to take an email. Just go colin@thepodcasthost.com. So really excited about this, really looking forward to the coming series, looking forward to getting some feedback from you guys as well, seeing how this goes. So thanks very much for joining me, and I'll talk to you on the rest of the series.